Blog Talk Radio.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the
kids home the whole time, like
A lot of work being a mom, man. You fire yourself sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
I just guess you have a turnout. But, yeah, I mean, then was getting hit by the snowstorm, and, you know, they've been off for 2 days, and then they're off again tomorrow. The streets are still awful here in St. Louis.
Oh, yeah? How much snow did y'all get?
We got 11 inches.
Holy
and a half
shit.
A day. Yeah, dude. Bad. And I believe there is still more coming this week.
Wow.
Yeah. But, and, like, I mean, it was so cold that my Jeep, like, battery died. I had to go buy a new battery. And my heater wasn't working, and I took my car up, and my radiator was cracked. And thank God that was under warranty. But, yeah, it's cold as hell is here. Yeah.
Well, it's pretty damn cold here. And I'm in Texas. Yeah, yesterday I woke up to go to work and it was 11 degrees outside.
It was -4 last night or negative.
That's just crazy, you know. We didn't get any snow or anything, but it's just been crazy ass cold for us down here. So I think a lot of people in the United States are getting just the hammer dog shit beat out of them with this winter storm.
Yeah, and you know what? That means that this summer, I believe it's going to be brutal. It's going to be so freaking hot. It's usually how it works. Really cold. It's going to be really hot. You know, like last year, it was all mild. It was a real mild winter. It was a mild summer. And, yeah, we're getting nailed.
Ooh.
Getting nailed real hard.
I hear you. Well,
yeah.
Lots of good stuff. Lots of good stuff coming our way.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm working on getting us some more people booked. I got several booked for this month, and also we're working on a new show to take over Monday nights. Matt and Dennis are just going to do Wednesday nights, and Brian's sons took over the Thursday night show, and he's about to revamp it. So a little bit new blood on the airwaves here on the URN Radio Network, along with us older folks that just tear shit up week in and week out, and that's what we do.
Yeah.
And I see who the hell we got on hold here.
I've asked several different people to call in, so go do your check-in.
I'll go
talk about weird news or something.
Yeah, do that.
Okay, you go take care of your stuff, and I will go to my secret stash that I find my weird stories from. Okay, let's see what we got. Scientists have found that memories can be passed down through genetic DNA. So things that have happened to your ancestors could be changing you and what you fear and memories that you have. That's pretty crazy. Half-naked barefoot woman does the smash dance on her windshield. A 24-year-old, half-naked, is climbing around on the top of her hood and smashing in her own damn wheelchair. That's pretty stupid. Sorry, I just saw a funny picture. Oh, my God, there's an orgasm school. This is stranger than video game high school because this is real. An orgasm school. Here, we'll click on this. Orgasmicbliss.com. Let's see. It's becoming a new trend. It is a 6-week online course that teaches women how to excel at the art of climaxing. Oh, Jesus. That just landed me in a whole pile of craziness right there. I'm just going to click out. Let's see what else we can find. A grandma accused of calling 911 to ask for beer. I am sober and I can't get drunk. A Memphis lady grandmother was jailed this week after calling 911 and asking for assistance in getting beer.
I am back.
All right.
One of your counterparts is on hold. We were clowning around. He was trying to order some fried rice, and I said all I had was cock meat sandwich.
Oh God. Jesus.
we have on hold. We have Mr. Phil Summers, so I'm gonna bring him on.
Okay.
Bill, you there?
Yo, 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 what's going on?
Hi, hi, hi. How you doing?
Oh, ain't not much to say here, chilling, laying in bed, doing nothing.
Nice. So, you know, I'm into my weird stuff over here. And I just found a woman that celebrated her anniversary by trying to run over her boyfriend.
Florida. Must have been either Florida or Texas.
On their special day, yep, she tried to run over her boyfriend.
Now, Jody, remember what I've always been saying about people only use 90% of their brains, and everything that they've ever known, ever will know, has always been a part of their knowledge that they have in their brain, and it's encoded in their DNA. Remember how I've always said that?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I've only been saying that on intuition.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
But I did see that article when you posted it. It was pretty crazy.
A dog. A dog pooping with their bodies facing a certain direction based on the Earth's magnetic field. It has been proven that dogs are sensitive to the Earth's field, and so they will direct their position a certain way while taking a dump. Now, Phil, do you think that happens for you as well?
Well, I think actually that day I took that dump. That was the largest dump that I've ever taken. That Jody's poster profile pic. I was actually facing magnetic pole north. I think I actually was. I think I was facing north to south.
You don't think it was that Japanese food you had for dinner, or was it Japanese? Or was it Vietnamese?
Actually, it was like Japanese food, and I ate duck.
You know, that thing has become famous. It got shared onto another person's wall the other day.
Really? Really?
Yeah. And I didn't want to tag you because I didn't want to, like, keep announcing that it was your turd.
Hey, I'm proud of that turd. That turd had to have been at least 8 Keurigs.
It keeps going, you know, and it's a little chunky at the end. This one chick brought up that it's a little tapered off, like, you know, the way it just sizzled off was great. It's a nice, solid turd.
That's because I squeezed it out.
It was great.
I had to squeeze out that little end.
Dude, that thing was gigantic.
Oh, and that toilet is bigger than most toilets. So.
And that was a big toilet in that toilet. So. What does that say?
Oh man! All I remember when I was actually taking that dump, I was like, holy shit, is this thing ever going to end?
What do you think of that turd, Kevin? Because, I mean, you've got to have seen it.
Almighty.
Come on.
Well.
I mean, that was a good solid turd, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I've had a few of those where I actually thought there was like a 3-foot-long snake curled up in the toilet.
It actually has that cobra head at the end.
Yeah, exactly. I have... I have one other person... that is on hold, and
okay.
Her name, I know her name. Her name's Amber.
Okay.
I don't know how to say her last name. Nicole, I believe. She can correct me. She's one of the new hosts of the new Monday show. She's pretty crazy herself, and she's going to join us. So I'm going to bring her on.
Okay.
Amber,
hey,
you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Amber.
How are you guys tonight?
Good. How are you?
I cannot complain.
Good. You got the name right?
Yeah, it's Amber Nicole.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, you're in Richmond, Virginia, aren't you?
That is correct. I'm in Richmond, Virginia.
So,
Well, I couldn't hear you. Sorry.
I said you look like a pinup model.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I actually, what's funny about that is I actually do burlesque sometimes, so.
Nice.
That is right up my alley. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Keep doing your thing, man, you know?
We were talking about bodily functions, and I know in the chat I belong to, I heard that because you came on the air last night, you and a bunch of your paranormal buddies with Matt and Dennis, because they were trying to get a feel for the radio, because you guys are going to start doing a Monday show, and didn't you say that you What did you tell me earlier on hold there that you peed or something that everybody across
globally.
The world was?
We have listeners in Australia, Canada, and the UK and the US. So different corners of the world heard me peeing on the radio last night.
It happens. It happens. I've done it on film.
Hey, I was in the middle of a conversation. I didn't want to leave the conversation to go pee.
Well, sometimes when I'm ghost hunting, these guys get me laughing so freaking hard, I, like, squirt because I'm laughing, and I've had 4 kids, and it's like, oh, man, you can't make me laugh. And I'll just, like, just do a little.
Go.
It sucks. But, hey, whatever. So you did a little potty. Still did a big turd. By the way, Andrew, me still.
It wasn't just big. It was impressive. It was impressive.
So, you guys were talking about the paper where you pinch it off, right?
Yeah, he pinched it off. A big move.
I had to do a little shake to get it out there.
Oh my God. Man. So Amber, can you tell us a little bit about you?
I joined ASTS, I think, 2 months ago. I'm not quite sure, but I am their equipment and tech manager. So
nice.
I am the handler of all the electronics.
Nice. That's great.
I don't know what else to say.
How long have you been investigating? Or you just started?
I just started with them. But, I mean, I've done little, you know, like, let's go to the cemetery and take pictures. And I've done little investigations here and there with a couple friends on legal property, mind you, not breaking and entering, like in a couple of friends' houses kind of thing.
Nice. Well, you know, doing this radio show on Monday night will be really good for you. You'll be able to meet a lot of people and pick their brains and learn things about locations as well as techniques. And you'll pick up on a lot from doing a radio show. Don't you think so, Phil?
Did you say Phil or?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. You'll learn a lot. You get to meet all these guests and everything. Big names sometimes call into these shows, and you got, you know, those regular people. You get to learn all aspects of the whole industry. So, yeah, of course it will help out.
Yeah.
Just like tonight, you've learned how to shake and pinch one off. From Phil.
Right.
You gotta make sure you align yourself magnetic pole north to south.
Like the dogs do.
Well, that's cool, Amber. That you're a newbie to the paranormal community, and you'll have a lot of fun. You know.
I'm sure. I can't wait.
Be careful who you trust.
Yeah. That's the best advice I can give you. Stick with your team and stick to them, you know?
I've got Howie from ASTS showing me the ropes, and then I've got Brian, their historian, as well, and he's a sweetheart.
Good.
Both of them are.
Yeah. I think it's just stick with your thing, do your thing, and stay out of the bullshit, man.
Yeah, I'm not about that drama.
Unless you just got to throw down. Then sometimes you just got to throw down.
Hey, I carry a boot knife.
You rock.
I'm ready.
I like it.
Yeah, just be a strong woman in the paranormal.
Indeed.
I just got see what y'all started. Allison just pulled a knife on me. Allison said, "I got a knife." Pulled a knife out of her damn purse.
Sorry. I think it's a great idea to carry them, especially depending on where you live, like Richmond. Yeah, I'd say so.
I got a funny story. I was out in Atlanta and. I was coming from a national tour with a band called Picture Me Broken, and I was at the bus station in Atlanta, and I'm sitting there in the bus and everything, and I walk out whenever we go to the bus port, and I get stopped by security. And they're like, "Yo, one of the people said that they saw you pull out a knife." I'm like, I didn't have a knife on me. I didn't carry around weapons. And I was like, "Dude, you think out of all these people in this bus, you think this guy right here would be the one that would be carrying around an illegal weapon, right? And he's like, well, you got a point there. And I'm like, yo, if I wanted to stab somebody, I would punch him before I stab somebody or shoot somebody. My fists are more dangerous than any weapon there is. And he's like, all right, you're good. You're good to go. So that's my night story.
I don't think I've ever gotten caught with mine.
That's good. I don't know if you guys know this, but the Mexican government released proof of ET and also space travel.
Yeah, I saw that. But you want to know the truth of the matter? The Mexican government and the Canadian government. Seriously, who really takes those governments seriously anyway?
Well, I don't know. They do have a pyramid there, baby. So I'm sure that they've had very intelligent people coming in there and out of there researching that place for a long time.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah. Real. In all honesty,
need more governments doing this, whether we take them serious or not. More
you
want to
know what the issue with our government is? You want to know what the issue with our government is?
Human race.
No, that's not it. That's not it. The reason why is because all these privately funded organizations are running these top secret outlets like Area 51 and all these other places. So the government doesn't know anything about what's going on in there. Not even the president does. That's the issue with our government and the whole extraterrestrial alien top secret operations that are going on. It's ran by private organizations that aren't going to say anything anyway.
No, they don't want the conspiracy people to know.
But who's funding these private? First of all, we got some loud stuff going in the background.
We got some loud stuff going
in the background. That's me.
You want to know who's funding all these top secret projects that are going on right now? The United States government. That's how it's getting funded. That's how they pay up. But the government, you know, doesn't know about it. There's some legal loophole somewhere in the system where it still remains top secret even to the government.
Time to get over this shit.
And just like admit that aliens exist. Come on, Obama, you could do it.
Good luck,
Stupid.
Hell, if that's one thing he did right, I would root for him.
Exactly. I'm trying to pull this up. Damn it. Okay. Now, Jody and Bill and Amber, I know y'all have probably seen this posted on Facebook this week. What do y'all think about and of course, you know, it has to come from my state of all places. Bigfoot being shot and killed by a man, and now he says he's going to take the body on tour.
What?
You hadn't heard that? It's broke the news this last couple weeks. And here's the kicker about it. I'm pulling it up now. Rob Dyer claims he lured the creature in with $200 worth of ribs, which he bought at Walmart, before trapping and killing on September 6, 2012. And he's released a photograph of the face. And, yeah, he says he's going to tour the United States with his body and prove once and for all that Bigfoot's real. He just released the picture last week, and he says that he has DNA tests and whatnot to prove it, but he won't say who's done the testing. And there's been other people in the scientific community that have contacted him asking for hair samples so that they can run tests, and he won't deny it. He won't let him have it.
It doesn't really look real, though.
Yeah, it don't. It looks like something out of a damn movie, like a troll or something from The Hobbit.
Yeah, it kind of looks like it's made out of clay.
That's pretty crazy. That's like that guy down in Key West that slept with that corpse for a really long time. I can't remember how long.
Oh, yeah, and speaking of Bigfoot, Jody, and let's see, not this weekend, in 2 weeks, or 3 weeks, I will be in the forest for an entire weekend of Bigfoot hunting.
That is so awesome.
Yeah, there's going to be about, I think there's 10 or 12 of us. I'm going down with an actual Bigfoot hunting team. They have a secret location they go to, and I've had a lot of results. And weather permitting, I'm going to be out there.
Yeah.
I'm still hearing some background noise.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, going back a little bit. Were you guys listening to the show last night?
I didn't get a chance to catch it.
I was actually working last night.
One of the houses, I believe they said it was in Waverly, burned down last night.
Yes, the Emmett House. Investigated there.
What's up with all these paranormal locations burning down? Wolf Manor, this place?
Marie Laveau, her house burned down.
Plantation in Louisiana burned down. What's up with all this? It seems like there's like a paranormal location burning down epidemic going on of some sort.
It's a conspiracy.
That's what it is, I tell you. Conspiracy.
It is a conspiracy.
Oh, you don't want me and Gary to start on our conspiracy theories.
I do. I've been on a goddamn roll lately. I don't know if you noticed, but people aren't liking it too much.
Yeah, conspiracy. Normally, though, I mean, how many times have conspiracy theories actually been right, though?
Actually, a lot, Phil. The more you get into it, the more you will find out that in the late 1800s. There was this man who actually wrote out what he wanted to see happen to get new world order. And everything that he wrote down has happened. And Jesse Ventura is a great example of, like, who to go to about conspiracy theories. He's done some great documentaries about some really crazy stuff that he can back it up.
I still like Yeah, I still like when Jesse went, you know, the whole UFO thing about how the government has, he's got documentation where the government now, instead of reporting UFO sightings to NASA or whoever, they report it to this gentleman that owns this company that they don't really know too much about what the company does. There's a big giant alien logo on the outside of his factory or whatnot. But Jesse went to some convention that he was at or somewhere and confronted him and said, why is the U.S. government referring you specifically to contact for UFOs? And the guy just kind of bounced around the questions that Jesse was asking.
Mm-hmm. Ow.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's up with this dude, why he's so important, you know?
There's a lot of people in power that have been being fired. Tons of people that have not been, like, passing certain laws and stuff like that. A ton of people on the inside have been getting fired and replaced with people who are passing stuff under our noses. And, like, this guy, like, I don't know. You just, if you get in and start really getting in there, you find out stuff that you just don't understand. Like the house that was built here in Missouri, 2.5 hours away from me, 15 minutes away from Branson, Missouri. There's this house that was built. Millions of dollars. And it can withstand a tornado as well as a nuclear blast. And there are underground underground cities all over the United States that are connected, and they've been stocking up food for the last couple of years. Phil, have you heard anything about this?
I haven't heard one thing about it, but I could believe it. I can believe it. You know there's an underground city under Disney World, right?
Yeah, I heard that.
So this house in Missouri is connected all the way to the Denver Airport, which has huge Freemason. And both these houses the airport and the house are both funded by the Freemasons. So they've been blasting underground, building cities, all the way to Detroit, all the way to Washington, and you can go in there and drive. And it has been documented over and over and over, these truck drivers that are going in and dropping off stuff. They're leaking it out. Crazy. Springfield, Missouri, there is an entrance to the underground city.
Yeah, the show American Declassified, I've been watching it, and they actually went to that house, Jody. They actually got access to go in that house that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And the owner is saying it's for conventions or something else. He was bullshitting his way around it. And it's registered, you know, when they do real estate, it's listed as a single family home.
Okay, well, besides the background noise, it needs to stop. Like, it is so bad.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything.
That's not me.
Somebody has the TV on in the background?
In the back? Like, it's most of the way across the room.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's got to be.
Yeah.
Like, it's, we're just hearing
it's
it talking
now.
Between.
Yeah, we're hearing some talking.
Yeah.
Better
now. Anyways, my brother actually was in that house as well because he's a builder. And so they let in a ton of builders to show them how this house was built. And they have layers of concrete, layers of foam, layers of concrete, layers of foam, layers of concrete. And then they're putting in bulletproof windows everywhere. But it can, like, function with, like, 50,000 people in it.
Yeah.
And you can, you know, yeah, it's crazy. This house is just, it's not even right. They're preparing for something, and the whole goal is to wipe out 95% of the population. They're going to go underground, and they're going to let us kill each other. That's the whole conspiracy of the Denver airport as well as this house. The links between them.
It's Illuminati.
Hmm?
Illuminati. New World Order.
Yeah. They don't give a shit. Yeah.
Have you guys heard crap where people are saying Nicki Minaj is part of the Illuminati?
What?
Have you guys heard... I've seen some things around the interwebs, people saying that Nicki Minaj is part of the Illuminati.
I don't think Nicki Minaj would be, but I mean, I know Miley Cyrus and I know for a fact Lady Gaga and people like them are.
Yeah. They're the elite. They're going around and spreading it.
They're basically controlling. I mean, you listen to Lady Gaga's newest album. Holy crap, it's all in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But then again, it could be an image that they're doing. And they're maybe not really. You know what I mean? I mean, any of us could go out and take pictures and do what they do and promote it and, like, just give that image, you know?
Oh, definitely.
And they are stars, and, you know,
did you see that documentary, or there's a video floating around where Amy Winehouse was asked to be a part of it, and Amy Winehouse said no?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now she's dead.
It's just like,
yeah, now she's dead. Holy shit, I totally forgot about that.
Yep, now she's dead.
She said no, and now she's dead.
Those FEMA camps that me and Jody have talked about before, that's crazy, too.
Yeah. You know, I know a lot of guys that are preparing for doomsdays. They're prepping and everything, and, you know, they talk to me, and they send me links all the time, like, Jody, I think you should learn about this, and Jody, I think you should know about that. And I post it on my wall, you know, and I don't think people like it too much.
Again, is there anything anybody likes that you do, Jody?
No, actually, I don't think so. Unless I'm doing something to benefit them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Right?
I mean, I'm not a complete doomsday prepper, but I've got my go bag, like,
yeah,
I've got my bug out kit.
Yeah, I've got my stash.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't. It's called "Don't Panic at First and Pull Your Shit Together, Figure It Out." I am not prepared. I'm not gonna lie, but my brother is. He's prepared. He's one of those preppers. He's like got rolls and rolls of camouflage material. Yeah. He's going to sew his own shit together and be a man in the woods.
I don't know. I meant, like, I've got, in my bug out kit, I've got basic camping gear, like tent and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Basically, just if something happens, I'm okay for a few days, maybe a week.
Yeah. I'm screwed. I'm in the city. So getting out of here would be kind of hard. I'll be, like, calling people I know with helicopters and be like, motherfucker, come lift me up. Because they say it's going to go, they say how it's going to go down is like, you know, like they're doing certain things. Like they're putting poison in our food. That's why people are coming up with cancer. You know, I don't know if you guys know about the leak in Japan. There was another explosion on December the 31st. Oh, and radiation is being picked up at the beaches in California, as well as in snow here in St. Louis, as well as like seven other places in snow. And like the bad level is at like 10, and it was tested out today at 81. So it's very, very high, and the media is not talking about it because they're being controlled. And, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that just the average person is just being, we are consumed with Facebook and iPads and iPhones and technology that we're just not really paying attention. But they say it's going to go down where, like, the FEMA camps, for the FEMA camps, where they're going to send out buses offering to help. And they claim that at these FEMA camps, there are huge coffins that fit 3 to 4 people. And they bought 30,000 of those, what are they? The they bought 30,000 of those. And, yeah, that we're going down, bitches.
Well,
come at me,
they ain't taking me to a little fight. I'm going to take some with me.
I think a lot of people will have that attitude. It's not going to be pretty.
Jody's going to take half the state out with her.
You bet your fucking sweet ass. Let's just say if I can help my brother prepare in any way, knowing he knows how to build and he wants to go build and he's actually looking at property to go build, like, underground freaking houses. Like, he's going to the excuse me.
Tell him to look into abandoned missile silos.
Abandoned what?
Abandoned silos, like missile silos. They go, like, quite a few stories underground, and I was actually looking at one a while back.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Well, we're looking in a certain area because of him and what he does. He can't, like, completely leave the area, but he wants to go ahead and start prepping. And, like, my mom thinks he's nuts. She's like, oh, my God, Jody, don't feed into it. I'm like, I go over there to his house, and he just wants to show off his stuff, you know? And it's like, if it makes him feel safe and he can sleep better at night knowing he's got a stash of medical supplies and anything he needs, that makes me happy for him. You know what I mean? But
the one
really
thing you have to be careful with on stashing medical supplies is expiry dates.
Yeah. I'm sure he is aware of that. He's got his wife where she can basically kill animals and gut them. And she's learned everything about natural medicines and stuff like that. So they've got Yeah, they've been really, like, they're really into it. And it's, like, that's
like hardcore.
Cool. Yeah. But, I mean, the underground houses, like, I don't know. He showed me a whole bunch of pictures of them. And I think it would be kick-ass to live on some land and have a house that, that would be pretty badass.
That would be freaking awesome.
Yeah.
There are
actually
a couple of underground houses here.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. If anybody out there, Google underground houses and just go look at some pictures. They're really, really cool. I would totally live in one.
The one in Richmond, it's actually right off of a main road. There's like this big empty field, and it's built into the side of the hill leading down to a creek. Mm-hmm. Like, it looks really cool.
I know, and they do it so that it, you know, they set it up so the storms, I guess, blow south, in from the north, south. So they build them facing south so that whatever storm will blow over you, just right over it, but you're still getting the sun coming in the front.
Pretty clever.
Yeah, and I mean, my kids have even talked to Uncle Jeff about this, and they want a water slide built with a pool in there. They're like, yeah, we want a water slide, Uncle Jeff. And oh, my God. He can build it, too, though. I mean, I've seen him build mansions that are just phenomenal.
Well, we have another one of your counterparts, Jody, on hold.
Holy shit.
Mr. Brad Kramer. Yeah, be Mr. Brad Kramer.
Nice.
Brad, you there? Not yet. It's still trying to decide if it wants to put him on the line. Gotta love my computer.
That bad?
Yeah. Jody, if you've got the board up, you can put him on.
Alrighty then. Brad, are you with us?
Brad is with you, always.
What is up?
Hey, I'm doing great tonight. I just want to say that I've really enjoyed the show. And Amber and Nicole, I've got a few questions for you, if you don't mind humoring me for a moment.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, so you're a burlesque dancer. How long have you been burlesque dancing for?
Since probably, I think, July or August.
Nice. Okay, where were you born?
Richmond, Virginia.
Richmond, Virginia? Okay, all right. Because I was thinking maybe you were born in a barn because your TV has been driving me absolutely apeshit.
I'm sorry.
Amber Nicole, now just one second. So, okay, now my next question is, so you're just now starting out to be a host, right?
Yes.
Okay, so, where am I going with this? Okay, so, what is the lesson that you have learned from my bitchy little banter?
Do what? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you that well.
What is a lesson that you have learned from my bitchy banter? I'm calling in bitchy at you because of the TV. It's driving me nuts.
Can you still hear it?
Is it on?
Yeah.
Why the fuck is your TV on when you're doing a radio show? That's what
I
want to know. You know what I'm doing right now besides having my besides masturbating? I'm cooking a pizza with my dick in my hand, but yet I am giving the show all my attention. I was just, okay, that's enough. But anyway, I'm sorry, baby, I love you. I had to bitch you out for that because I could not stand it. Baby, I am Jody's stalker. I am Kevin's stalker. I'm trying to be Phil's stalker. I love you, Phil.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely everything. I totally agree with you all about the underground houses and stuff like that. And, I'm sorry, Amber. It just drove me mad.
I don't have the TV. Okay, like I said, it's not me that has the TV on. My boyfriend's sitting Like, I'm sitting in the closet right now so I can talk to you guys unhindered.
You need to handle your man, then, girl. You need to snap your fingers. You need to do a little burlesque dance for him. You need to tell him to shut it the fuck up, okay? You need to use that. You need to use the power of your pussy, girl. Use the power of your pussy to control the situation. Am I wrong, Jody Parks? Am I wrong?
Huh?
Am I wrong, Jody Parks?
No.
She.
Did she just burp no?
Yes, she did. So, you know, okay, well, thank you for stepping into the closet to give us your full and undivided attention. We appreciate that. I have actually came out of the closet, so that I had to make that joke, sorry. But anyways, okay, I had to say something, honey. They told you like four times I had to say something. It's okay. Lead it up to the token gay man with blue hair, blue beard, glitter, and crazy glasses to come on and make a crazy spectacle of himself to get the message through.
Oh, if I get glitter all over the bed, he's gonna be pissed.
Oh, honey, I've gotta meet you now because you know what you need.
That pussy
you know
power.
What you need, honey? You need a spanking from the male crystal ball is what you need.
Oh, yeah.
You've been really bad. You've been really bad, and I think that you should be punished.
Oh my!
I think you should be punished so hard. You know. Okay. All right. I'm done. But anyways. Not to get off topic, I had to call and bitch you out a little bit for that. Sorry. That's the bitchy gay man in me that's coming out that never ever comes out ever, right, Jody?
Oh no, never.
Okay.
No, no.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I had background noise.
Tell me.
You
sorry.
Blamed it on me too.
Tell me. Ever, Nicole, you tell me when you're sorry when you're on your knees. Begging.
So, Brad just moved into a new apartment.
Yes, I did. Thank you so much, Jody. I did move into my new apartment. I have not broken it in yet, and broken in means masturbated in every room. Now I will have to masturbate to this episode of Amber Nicole's Imagining Amber Nicole's Burlesque. And I am going to Facebook friend you, and you are going to approve it. God damn it.
I sure will.
You better, Missy. I want to see what you look like. I want to see what a bad girl that doesn't listen. I want to see what
she looks like.
She looks
like a bad girl.
I bet she looks like a real bad girl. And you're right. Jody does look like a pinup. Jody is so hot. Like
Amber looks like a pinup girl.
I thought she said you look like a pinup girl.
No, I just said she does. That was me saying that about her. Because you said, I wonder what she looks like.
Well, how about, okay, even better, how about this? How about we arrange to where we can have Jody Parks and Amber Nicole in the same room, and I can instruct Ms. Parks to spank Amber for her wrongdoing. While doing a ghost hunt with me naked in the background filming.
Whatever floats your boat and finds your lost remote.
Ooh, I like that. See, Jody, see what can you see what the new place has done for me? I'm back with a vengeance.
God.
I know. But I know I just wanted to call in and say hello to everybody, and you know, I don't know if I can. I just want to say I'm glad to see that my friends are having their dreams come true and justice is being served and that everyone is able to express themselves in 2014.
I know, right?
So, if I may, go ahead.
No.
If I may, then I'll shut up. I would like to make an announcement. The male crystal ball have officially found a guitarist for my acoustic project. His name is Jake. Yes. Oh, baby, I can sing your panties off. You'd love it. And his name is Jason Harper. Jason Harper, J-A-Y-S-O-N, Harper, spell the shit. You know, it's easy. H-A-R-P-E-R. So I just wanted to make that announcement. I'm really excited about that. I'm really excited to be doing music my own way, and I'm really excited about my place, and I'm really excited about watching some X-Tube later. Woo!
Did you say X-Tube?
Yes, I did, and I know you know what that means. what's your handle on that? what's your handle on there, Amber Nicole? Is it Amber Nicole?
Actually, usually I'm on Pornhub, not XTube.
That's okay. Well, mine is my handle is Glitter Dick, so. You know, it'll be our little secret. Nobody will be able to find me. So, except you, because I just told you. So, all right. I love everybody. I'm gonna get off here now and shut the hell up. I love you, Phil. I love you, Jeffy. Amber, I love you when you're on your knees, letting me spank you for your wrongdoing. And if I ever hear a TV or anything in the background, so much as a pussy drop. We'll punish you.
You
okay?
The end. All right. Well, love you guys. I'm gonna eat pizza and masturbate.
All right. Sounds good, Brad. Love you.
I love you too, guys. Hey, have a great show, and I'll tune into your show as well, Amber Nicole.
Well, thank you.
But I'll make sure and have a big, loud TV in the background first.
I'll make sure to turn it up just for you.
No, it'll be porn, so it'll be okay. All right, you guys, I'm gonna get off the phone and listen to you guys continue the show. Love everybody. Mwah.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Wow. That man is crazy.
I didn't know that you guys could hear all of that. Like, it wasn't even loud on my end.
Oh, he was just busting your balls. That's how he does. That was him just busting you, playing with you. He meant no harm by it, just busting your balls.
Welcome to... You've been initiated into the URN radio family. We bust each other's balls all the time.
Yeah, so, like, you know, you just never know. Kevin might come up with something for you, and, you know. He got mad really good a couple weeks ago. Yeah. Do you have that song? Can we play that again?
You're talking about, I'll have to find it.
Yeah.
I think we lost Phil.
Yeah. Phil messaged me. His phone died.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Where did I put it? We're going to play it real quick. It's a minute 55, so check this out.
Okay.
I played this for Matt. It's a Christmas song, but we're going to play it anyway.
Didn't ask for her permission. I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear. In the store, there's a teddy with little straps like spaghetti. It holds me so tight, like handcuffs at night, walking round in women's underwear. Office, there's a guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown. He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, whoa, man, let's go.
Now you see why I dedicated that to Matt. Oh man, yeah, I give Matt a hell of a time on air a lot of times.
Yeah, we just mess with each other.
Hey Amber, have you? We here at Terrify Radio, we have a lot of different people, friends of ours that stop by. In fact, I believe Dr. Phil is here. Dr. Phil, you there?
I'm a drunk pimp.
Drunk pimp, huh? Well, how's everything going?
And I want you to start having a gay relationship. I want you to start living as a gay woman.
Whoa.
Oh.
I want you to start living as a gay woman.
Yeah, you just said that. Are you not going to say anything now? Huh?
That's
no.
A...
Wow, the board's going crazy on me.
That's a load of crap.
Yeah.
Hold on.
What are you doing, Daddy?
You're going to smoke dope and have a good time.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm tired.
See, we have all kinds of things, great things that all radio show hosts have is a board full of just craziness. Just like our friends, Mr. Beavis and Butthead, they stop in occasionally, too.
Is this like one of those 976 numbers? What are you wearing?
Will you play your EVP, that you, your famous one for her? I don't think she's heard it.
Oh, yeah. Hang on a second. Let me find it.
Well, while you're finding it, I do have a fun little announcement for the nerds.
Right.
Go for it.
They have just come out, and, of course, it's Japan. They have combined Cheetos with the flavor of Mountain Dew. So
what?
They now in Japan have Mountain Dew flavored Cheetos.
I don't know. I don't know if I would like that or not.
I mean, a lemon lime Cheeto or whatever flavor Mountain Dew is. I kind of figured it was a lemony lime-ish.
That's
some
weird.
Kind of citrus or something. But now gamers have to stop and take a sip of Mountain Dew.
That's right. Now this was back when I had a big team. But I'm readjusting things now in 2014. But this was our investigation. And this is some of the stuff that happens in on my team.
Whoa! Yeah, that was a good fart.
And you hear me in the background saying that he just shit himself. And that's part of the investigation.
Let's hear that again.
Okay.
Okay, I got a
my God.
That is pretty freaking awesome.
Well, and at the same location, we even had the ghost chiming in and trying to be funny. This is actually an EVP. I'm talking to my dad at home base about something, and he says, oh, so listen after you hear my dad say, oh, what the spirit says.
Because you got 30 there.
Oh, shit. Oh, that was really soft.
Yeah, it was a whisper,
yeah.
But I'll play
yeah.
it one more time and I'll tell you what it said.
All right. Yeah, I can't hear. I can hear the whisper, but
it's shit. You can really hear when you have headphones on. But yeah,
I'm wearing headphones actually.
Yeah. Yeah, Dad said shit, or said oh, and the spirit chimed in and said shit.
Pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Would you like to hear one of my favorite ones?
Oh.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here you go. Do the other men here bother you?
We will skin you alive.
Oh! Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up!
Oh my God!
Shut the fuck up! Wait a minute!
How about that?
That was really loud.
Yeah, that was a ghost box at a public event, and it stopped scanning and said that I will skin you alive, and then just shut off.
That's just crazy.
That's the clearest ghost box response I've ever heard, ever. So yeah. Jody gets responses when she's out in the field.
I do.
Yeah, one thing you may not know, Amber, about Jody is she pushes the boundaries and goes past the boundaries when it comes to paranormal investigating, and she takes out a lot of women. You know, paranormal investigators that are women and films and, just having a building with all female paranormal investigators, they get a lot of results the way they do things.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Females tend to be more, just from what I've read and stuff, females tend to be more attuned to that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Draw it in.
Yeah. but I do find that, like, women's spirits tend to definitely, like, lean towards women. Men.
Well,
my son gets a lot of women contacting him, little girls, women. I think I more get the men.
There was one EVP that was caught by ASPS. I think everyone was outside at the time, and Jimmy was the only one inside. And he goes to leave, and, like, you hear girls giggling, and it sounds like schoolgirl kind of giggles.
Right.
And he was the only one in there at the time.
Hmm.
So.
Yeah.
I can understand
I think
the whole female
drawn. Yeah, I think that, it definitely has a different effect depending on what you're walking into.
Yeah.
If you're walking into a place where there's a lot of men, there's going to be a big response, but.
Can you go into locations a lot of times where the history sets some of these spirits that possibly are there in time periods where women were not strong? They were considered, you know, men were considered the superior being per se, and you go in there and you confront some of these spirits and they react. They don't like a woman talking to them like that.
No. I get a lot of flack for, or I mean, a lot of shit for being me, for doing things the way I do.
Hmm.
But that's okay.
What's so different? Sorry. I was asking, what's so different about the way that you do things, compared to another group besides it being, like, all females?
Well, I have my own style. I'll kind of, you know, I pick certain locations to go film at. And, you know, we kind of a little nuts. We cuss. We show some cleavage. You know.
It's kind of antagonizing.
How dare I put heels on and, you know, dress up maybe, you know, and kind of push buttons. I push buttons, okay, really bad, and people don't like it.
Okay. But, well, I mean, if it gets you a response.
I get amazing responses. Amazing.
Oh, God.
My ghost box has asked me for a blowjob.
Oh, man.
I was doing a location where the janitor was a pedophile. He was abusing
the
children. And so when I got there, the girl that, like, investigates the place there all the time, she knows it, you know, really well. She goes, Jody, just go in that room and ask it if it wants a blowjob. Just talk nasty to it. And I was like, seriously? And she was like, yeah. So I went in there and I said, you want a blowjob? And then I was, like, telling it to throw me on the table and eat my fucking pussy and shit. And, like, it said, the sports, the blow job. And then I said, throw me on the fucking table and eat my fucking pussy. And it goes, really robotic.
Wow.
It goes, it would be beyond anything I could imagine. Like, no shit. And it's like, what the fuck? So I get some crazy shit. I pick up some crazy shit, but I am, so, you know, I cuss, I get a little wild with my mouth, and people don't like that because, you know, this is a scientific thing that you should be considerate. But why should I be considerate of a piece of shit that was raping children? Seriously. That's my take on it. Fuck that thing.
Yeah.
Fuck that piece of shit. That's my attitude.
I think stuff should be taken on a case-by-case basis, I guess. Would be
I don't go into places that have little kids. And, well, I mean, you know, this place has little kids there, obviously. But, like, you know, I do go in and say, like, if there are any kids up here, it's time to go away. You all need to go outside and play. You know, I believe that with spirits, if they're intelligent and they're being documented over and over at a certain location, and they're intelligent, you can tell them what you want, how you want it, and they better give it to you. They better do it. You have to take control. And I have found that when you take control and you tell them, it's like putting out in the universe what you want. Laws of attraction will bring it back somehow.
Starting to sound like my mom there. She is a big fan of Rhonda Byrne.
Yeah, I'm a huge believer in what you put out will come back to you. And, you know, sometimes it's not going to happen right away because it's not your time. You're way ahead of yourself. and you've got, like, a lot of things that you got to learn before you get there, before it's given. And then other things, it'll just fall together, you know, pop up, and, like, you don't even know it. Like, you don't even know you asked for it, but dang. Yeah, I'm a big, big believer in telling the universe what you want, and it will find its way to you.
Plus, when you go film, you're actually choosing a location. You know, you kind of know from firsthand from other people that's been there what's going on there. So you have an idea before you go in, you know, what you're going to do and who you're going to push the buttons on spirit-wise in those places. It's not like you're going into somebody's home and doing this. You're filming, trying to get results, and that's what people don't understand. I mean, you're choosing where you're going.
Oh, yeah. You know, but I also do take on quiet cases here in St. Louis, and I don't really put that out on the internet because that's more private, and you know, I don't get crazy when I do that. It's more like I'm there to like tell this thing. And usually when I go into a place that people are having problems, and I get a little bit firm and say, hey, listen, you know, I'm here because of these reasons, and if you don't stop it, like, I want to come back, and if I come back, I'm getting rid of you. So just stop it. You know what I mean? And like, people after I leave, like, haven't had any problems. It's pretty cool. But, you know, I don't put that out on the internet, and I don't normally share that information out on the web. But I do go and I film at locations and put together documentaries, and I freaking love it, you know? I love being able to see these old buildings, learning about their history and what is going on in the building.
Speaking of the history of buildings and stuff, of course, you know, Waverly Hills, I heard that they were going to turn that into apartments at some time in the near future.
Yeah, I heard they were going to make certain areas where, they need to make money. They need to bring in an income to the building. They're all about money, you know. They're trying to restore that building.
I just don't think that's a good idea. That is not a good idea.
Well, it's actually pretty good because a lot of people will be able to stay there and investigate now. So people who rent it out, like if 10 people rent it out, they'll be able to get rooms there. So it's actually a good business idea, depending on where they're going to put it, as long as they don't shut off, like, ghost hunting and, you know, those areas that are very active and people are attracted to. But that place is so huge. If they just took a section and put in, and also it's going to stir up the activity in the building because ghosts do not like renovations. So it will get bad. It'll be bad for the workers. It'll be great, actually, in my opinion. I you know, you go into these buildings, and have you been there?
No, I have not had the chance yet.
Right, and, it's, you know, if you were there and you probably saw the conditions, you know, to see any of these places getting better and saving that piece of history, however they have to do it, is really important. You know, because a lot of places like the Emmett House, you know, they have been struggling owner to owner on financing that building. So it's been handed over a couple times in the last 2 years. And now it's burnt down. And it's most likely, I don't really know the cause of the fire, but it could be something that has to do with code or, you know, the wiring, or, you know, it's just an old building. And they need as much money coming in to protect them. It's crazy. Sucks. Because that building was really, really cool. We got some great activity in the bar area. That night, Ken Gearhart and John Tinney and David Roundtree and Tracy Ray all found bones while we were doing a ghost and hunt with the public, and we actually got shut down and it became a crime scene. And they took the bones away, and it turned out they were just animal bones. But, you know, that was like the excitement that happened there with all of us. Yeah. But.
That's crazy. Huh? I said, yeah, that's crazy. Now, Amber, you're in Richmond, and I know Richmond, Virginia has got a lot of history in it, a lot of historical places.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I haven't had a chance to really do any of the good stuff yet.
It'll happen.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're just starting out. But, you know, when I first started out, I took it real easy. You know, I didn't go to hardcore places. I just went to places that I could go with my son. And it was fun.
Definitely on my bucket list is Moundsville.
Yeah, I haven't been there yet. Sure haven't.
One of my friends went, completely unrelated to paranormal stuff, just went up there for an airsoft weekend and ended up seeing stuff and was like, I want to go back. I want to investigate it. Like, from what he said, it was really, really hardcore, and they've still got, like, the gallows and stuff there, so.
Cool. Oh, my God. People and their weather.
Yeah, it's really freaking cold down here.
How is it?
Icy. Very, very cold. I went outside earlier for a cigarette and couldn't stay outside for the full thing.
Wow.
It's bad. How's the weather there?
Last night it was like negative something crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Like negative 2 or something. And, ooh, like, it killed my battery in my car and my radiator, cracked my radiator. Like, that is so freaking cold.
You know, I've been having car trouble for the past week.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even think about it just being the weather.
Oh, yeah. Your battery, you probably need a jump or something.
Oh, no,
or
it's not that. It's been idling high and feels like one of the back shocks is messed up or something. Like every time I hit a bump, it feels like the whole car is going to fall apart.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just got a tune-up and everything.
Yeah, it probably has something to do with the cold.
Amber, did you I love the one name that y'all were tossing around as a possible name for your show.
Saps Unleashed. I think that one is the best out of what everyone was trying to say. That's the only one I remember, too. So.
Which FAPS means Fucking Awesome Paranormal Show.
Yes. Which I think is pretty good. Because people
you know,
are kind of looking for the wrong stuff.
You know, and I got Jody on the radio to start doing a show, and we've now done it for a year and a half, 2 years? Mm-hmm. I'm losing track now. Jody loves it. We've met a lot of people, and you know, on this show, I try as much as I can as far as guests. If I can find you know, certain women that are in the paranormal, I try to get them on, because a lot of times, and I don't know if you've noticed it, but women in the paranormal field, they're still kind of like a minority compared, you know, to the amount of men that are involved.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, you know, there are strong, really strong females in the field, and they don't get recognition the same as if it would be a male. So.
Oh yeah.
We try to recognize, you know, as many female, you know, they don't necessarily have to be in the paranormal. They could be in anything. We had a UFC fighter on our show that played in the the lingerie football league.
Huh.
Yeah, she's a kickboxer and whatnot and model, and we had her on the show. She's a badass. Yeah.
That's not something you think about mixing every day. Modeling and kickboxing.
Well, the girls. Yeah,
modeling,
the girls smoke them all.
What?
I said the girl's smoking hot and she can kick your ass.
Who?
Remember Lana?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was sweet.
Yeah.
She was really cool. Yeah, she was nice.
But, yeah, you know. That's some of the things, you know. And, you know, doing a radio show, you guys can, you know, you've got your own little knack. Like, one thing that Dottie likes doing, like she did at the beginning of the show, she likes to bring up weird news that most people don't come across because, you know, it's not talked about.
Oh, well, my news outlet is the Dreamin' Demon, and they also have a podcast through Blog Talk Radio. It is called The Pulpit of Doom, and they usually do stuff like, I'm on their site now, one of their stories, the headline is Man Arrested for Assault with Banana. And they tend to be a lot more funny. They usually cuss in their stories. And, I mean, another one is, crazy half-naked lady accused of beating up disabled vehicle. Police searching for man seen giving a woman a swirly in Burger King toilet. Like,
oh.
It's just the most outrageous stuff you can find on the web.
That's awesome.
I still, the one that haunts me is the one about the woman in Kentucky that went over to, she separated from her husband, went over to where he was staying and pulled a knife on the husband and the friend and told them both. She told both of them that one of them is going to eat her out or she's going to slit their fucking throat.
Oh, that lady.
Yeah, that lady.
I thought you were talking about the one that said it was her daughter's boyfriend, I think. She said that the boy had molested her 2-year-old son and told him either he can take his penis out and she'll cut it so he remembers that, or she'll cut it off by force. I can't remember where that one was at.
I'm sure that's something that has crossed many women across the entire world at some point or another when a man screws them over, whether or not they're going to cut the guy's dick off.
Oh, no. This boy hadn't done anything. This girl, it was in, looks like, Indiana. She was 35 years old, got high as hell, and was convinced this 18-year-old boyfriend of one of her daughters molested her 2-year-old son. And they held him down in her trailer, and she took his penis out and cut it.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, she was high as hell. And her mugshot's not much much better looking than you think she'd be.
Oh, man.
My favorite one recently is about the guy in Oregon who started, he started a series of, like, outbursts, and then he started masturbating. Well, they called the cops. He beat the shit out of 15 police officers while masturbating. 15 times. Can you imagine, like, waking up the next day going, what happened? I did what? Shut up. Not good.
So was he naked when he did it?
Kevin, we have
a... Or did he just have it hanging out?
Do you want to go check it? I'm pretty sure it's Chris Ween.
Okay. Hang on a second. I'll be back.
Yeah, there's some crazy news out there.
Oh, yeah. Dream and Demon is definitely outlet for all the good stuff. Like, did you guys, actually, this happened back in December. I think it started back before that, though. You know the band The Lost Prophets?
So, wait, what?
Did you hear about
them?
The band The Lost Prophets, the singer, it's the most horrific story that I've heard about anyone. And this guy, he only got 29 years, but they have more people coming out, apparently, these women who wanted to sleep with this famous singer, and the women were abusing their children who were, you know, a year old and under, physically, well, sexually abusing these kids and letting the man sexually abuse these kids, and he only got 29 years.
Wow, that's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your buddy is now on air, Mr. Chris.
Hello, Chris. How was your game?
Oh, it was good. It was just a pickup hockey game. It was good. It was a good workout.
Yeah.
How's your knee? Not my real team. Knee's good. Perfect.
Yeah?
Last time I saw you, could barely walk.
Yeah, last time I saw you, you could barely walk.
Yeah. What the heck are you guys talking about cutting dicks off and stuff?
What happens on that program?
Like, okay. I guess so.
Talking about the news.
Talking about the news. If that's on the news.
Well, it can't be on the normal news. That's
the
why we talk
news.
About it in here.
I think it came out on... would it be like NBC or something like that?
That's wild.
Yeah. So, Chris, what do you have going on in life these days?
Oh, not a whole lot, really. Living the dream, loving the game.
Yeah.
No, I'm actually trying to navigate the streets of downtown Indianapolis right now. The roads are all still snow covered. And it's 15 degrees outside.
How much snow did you get?
I live in Carmel. We got about 13 to 14 inches at my apartment, and with, you know, maybe like 18 inch drifts. So we got almost 2 feet of snow, like drifting. In downtown, probably got 12 inches, and they've got plows and right now. Two lanes are shut down on a lot of the major streets. They're backing all the snow out. They're putting the snow in the dump trucks and getting it out. that way. I don't know where they're taking it, but
wow.
I figured it might have been easier if they just brought like a blowtorch and just like melted it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the streets are still really bad here too. We got 11 inches, and I think there's more snow to come.
Yeah, I think snow's in the forecast tonight, but it's supposed to start warming up. So hopefully it'll be all gone by Friday. It's Indiana, that's how the weather is here.
Yeah, I hear you. It's supposed to warm up this weekend here too. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It was cold as hell, though, last night. It was, like, -2 here.
Yeah, it was really, really cold. Me and my roommate threw boiling water on each other last night. It was really awesome.
What?
We threw boiling water on each other last night. Because if you boil water and it's really cold out and you throw it in the air, it just turns to snow, like, right away. So we just – the water doesn't even touch you. Like, you can stand up, like – 5 feet away from them and throw boiling water at them and it just turns to dust. It's awesome. Check out my Facebook. There's a video of it.
Really?
Yeah, it was awesome.
I've never heard that.
That's how cold it was. It was like -35 or something like that with a wind chill.
Oh my goodness.
It was really cold.
I thought it was cold here.
Yeah, it's not so bad tonight, but, man, it was cold. It was the coldest temperatures in, like, 20 years or something like that for the city.
I don't think it's even hit the negatives here yet.
Jeez. Well, hopefully it doesn't anytime soon because it's supposed to start warming up, so.
Hopefully.
So, Chris, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? You've never been on before, so.
I've never been on before. No, I live in Indianapolis. Is this like a paranormal show, right? Yeah? You guys talk about paranormal stuff? Or just news?
Yeah.
I figure it's Jody. I think talk about paranormal stuff.
Yeah. We do so, everything. We talk about everything.
Talk about cutting dicks off.
Exactly.
Sorry, that's my fault.
No. Would you expect anything
more
from me, Chris?
No, I wouldn't. No. When I called in, it's like the first thing I heard about chopping dicks off. I was like, what the heck? They're like calling in.
You started having flashbacks of like visions of your ex-girlfriends coming after you, right?
Oh yeah, crazy. No. So I did Paranormal State, the new class. Did 2 episodes and canceled because apparently it wasn't good enough and we didn't like it, and so that's fine. I did 2 episodes of that on A&E Network and people hated us, so we decided not to do that anymore. So that's my claim to fame in the paranormal community, if you will.
Sweet.
Yep.
Yeah.
But you're
really
not
quiet.
Gone forever. Like, you know, you're still in it.
I'm what?
You're still in it, though.
Oh, yeah. You know, got some things going on.
Yeah.
That'll be really, really fun eventually to talk about. I don't know if we can talk about it yet, but Jody and I are working together on a project, and hopefully really soon we'll be able to tell a lot more about it.
Yeah, I can't
wait. I'm trying to put my coat on.
Oh, you're fine. Yeah.
I'm making a lot of noise.
I can't wait to talk about it.
I know. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It is going to be awesome. It's going to be exciting to finally talk.
I know. There's so many things we want to talk about, but we can't talk about them. It's a radio show about everything we can't talk about.
Right. Everything in my life I can't talk about. But you know what? It's all going to unfold.
It'll all unfold.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I get little bits here and there from Jody. So I kind of know some of the stuff. But, yeah, it's about to unfold. It's going to be awesome.
It should be. If everything goes as planned, anyway.
Yeah. And I hope Jody pisses off a lot of the people that have always given her shit because they deserve it.
Well, hey, I don't know why people would be mad about it. I mean, at least the project Jody and I are working on, I can't imagine anybody would be mad about it. They would just kind of be upset that they didn't think of it, so.
Exactly.
It's their fault. It's their fault.
Oh, you know, people will come out and be like, man, I had that idea, and I just didn't follow through. And I'll be like, step aside, shut up. Go home, bitch.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm excited, though. It's going to be fun to be able to talk about it and get it out there.
I'd say a couple weeks we'll be able to start talking about it.
Yeah.
And you know, Chris, you know Jody's crazy.
What's that?
I said, and Chris, you know Jody's really crazy. That's what I love about her.
Yeah, she's crazy.
I'm good crazy. Come on.
You're good.
I know.
Yeah.
You're good.
I can't allow myself to get completely out of control because, you know, I do have four kids. I need to stay alive. I need to stay out of jail. And
you have a onesie pajama suit.
I do.
Hey,
I
have a onesie suit.
I cut the feet out of them yesterday. They were pissing me off so bad. I got surgery. I went under
surgery.
You
cut the feet out of them.
I did.
Well,
you should get a union suit with a butt flap.
Yeah, butt flap would be nice. I don't
got
have
a freaking butt flap. It's one button. You just pop the button open, and you can take a poo.
There you go. Poo. Just like that, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
So how was your holiday, Chris?
Hey,
I'm sorry?
Hey, Jody, Amber, Allison just informed me that she had one that had a butt clap.
Yes. They're awesome. Everyone.
More props to the people with union suits.
Well, I don't need a butt clap.
Yeah. Pull it down.
Go ahead.
Chris, how was your Christmas holiday?
Christmas was awesome. I spent Christmas with my family in Greencastle for about a week and then went up to Detroit and spent Christmas with my girlfriend's family for the week. So it was a lot of traveling, a lot of driving. My car got ruined in the process. Something happened to my car. So I had to get it. I got it fixed today. It cost me $1,100, but it's done, and it sounds
nice.
Beautiful.
Well, at least it was just $100.
No,
$1,100.
$1,100. Oh. I only heard the $100 part. Oh.
I wish it was only $100.
Oh.
Yeah, I had to have my entire drive shaft replaced.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Ouch.
But hey, it's done. It was making this really loud, high, humming, really annoying noise. And then when it went down to 40 below. No. And then when it went down to about 40 below, it really started grinding, so I had to I was trying to put it off and just hoping it would go away. No, it never went away. So I took it in there and the heat. Right, you just hope it goes away. That shit doesn't go away.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I have very, very, very bad humor.
No, your humor is... Oh, hey,
that's
I'm
awesome.
About to get an outfit, guys, so I'm probably going to lose you.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, do you have anything you'd like to plug real quick?
No, I don't. I lead a really boring life right now. I'm a washed up
okay,
reality paranormal TV star.
You have to
have
on in a couple weeks, and then we can talk. We can talk about
okay,
what we're doing.
All right, yeah, absolutely. That'd be
yeah.
awesome.
All right, Chris,
well,
thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks,
Chris. Yeah, have a good night. Have a good night, guys.
All right.
Have a good night.
Yeah, that'll be awesome that everyone, me and Chris, can talk about it.
Yeah, we're actually, like, we're actually getting, like, a little bit more interest than, you know, yeah. It's quietly doing its work. we just got to nail down where we're starting first. And once we figure that out, then we're going. We're moving on.
Well, I'll be your number one supporter. You know that.
Hell yeah. I can't wait. Like, I seriously, like, the last year of my life, I've had to be quiet about everything. I've had to be quiet since last year.
Yeah.
It sucks. About
so Where's
many
the fun
things.
In that?
Huh?
Where's the fun in that?
There isn't, you know? Just waiting for shit to be developed and done, you know? You can't launch something until it's done.
Yeah.
That's why 2014 is going to be a big year for you, Jody.
I know. I mean, today alone, I got so many phone calls of good news. It was like, oh, my God, keep it coming. Keep it coming. I don't mind.
Exactly.
I want more days like that, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry about
well,
all the noise. I'm getting a drink.
That's all good. Are you about ready to close it down here?
Yeah, I'm just going to do a few plugs, and then we can you can play a song and get us out of here.
Amber, is there anything you want to plug real quick before he starts his thing?
Nothing I can think of.
Okay.
Just be watching the URN page. Also, you can like us on Facebook at URN Radio Network. Amber and a few others of her paranormal group and friends will be starting up a new radio show on Mondays. So we'll be keeping you posted of when they kick off their first show. But we welcome them to the crazy family here at the URN Radio Network.
Thank you, thank you. I actually, I believe this weekend we are going to Henricus. I don't know if you guys know about that. I have no idea what we're doing, but I'll be learning how to run the board for the radio show.
Nice.
It'll be great for all of you guys, you know, and you know, good people getting you can promote everything, you know, and so it'll be great, and you get to learn a lot in the process. And see next Tuesday on our show, paranormal investigator founder. Jenny Carpenter will be on the show. I believe she is on the West Coast, so she'll be calling in next Tuesday. And tune in tomorrow for Full Spectrum Radio with CPR Matt and Dennis. And then Thursday, Project Paranormal Radio will not be on air, and we're revamping that. Brian Sons is taking over Thursday nights, and he's going to rename the show and get all that lined out. So that will be happening on Thursdays.
And Fridays, I'm still looking for somebody to do a radio show on Fridays, so we're going to keep working to get that spot filled. But that's pretty much it. And next Sunday on my other show, URN Radio Show, we'll have psychic medium Mary Barrett that we had here with me and Jody a few weeks ago. She's a really cool lady, and we'll be talking to her. And that's pretty much it as far as plugs. Like I said, like us on Facebook. You can like Terrify Radio on Facebook. We're now up over, I think we're close to 500 likes. So we've really been getting a lot of likes, Jody. A lot more people check out our page now. So it's looking good, looking good. So, and that's pretty much it. You got a song to play us out?
Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey. Another one bites.